This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't know where the word retirement came in. It was kind of a little bit...
Not mine.
I was the reporter...
You're not going to retire, are you?
No, I'm not going to retire.
Am I crazy? Or didn't you quit?
When?
Friday.
Oh, what, that? Are you kidding? I didn't quit? Why? You took that seriously. You don't know my sense of humor.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
On the president's schedule the last 2 days, have there been no public events? Is he resting after the large international trips?
The president's been busy. I'll let Kareem speak to the president's schedule, but the president's been quite busy.
He's been meeting with his senior staff, so he's just been very busy.
If you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Bingo. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're about an hour away from our GOP gubernatorial debate here between Jeff Diehl and Chris Doty. And the various campaigns have got sign holders outside our studios. And it's a hot day to be outside. Don't they understand there's a climate emergency? Speaking of climate emergencies and being outside, Senator Ryan Fatman from the Worcester area is collecting signatures again at the Northbridge Walmart. He's been there for 2 hours. He'll be there for another couple hours if you're in that part of Worcester County. Around Northbridge, get out there and sign the petition to put it on the ballot whether or not illegal aliens should get driver's licenses in Massachusetts. And the website is up and humming, and you can just go to fairandsecurema.com, fairandsecurema.com, and you will see where you can sign up. And there are many locations now every day that are open. Not and in most parts of the state. So try to get out there and sign the petition. We need 40,000 signatures certified, and we have to turn them in by August 24th. So we're doing well, but there's a lot of pitfalls, you know, between signatures, people signing the wrong petitions, clerks that might not be that interested in getting this onto the ballot. So get out there, go to fairandsecurema.com and find out where to sign up. And we'll be having more events as we get closer as well. All right, time now for the Chump Line. Okay. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Whoa, 90 degrees in late July. Next thing you're going to tell me is going to be snowing in February. This is getting out of hand.
I know. I'm already blocking off my birthday, January 17th. Usually there's an ice emergency of some kind, you know, or at least a, below zero wind chill factor in the air. Sometimes even a snowpocalypse.
In order to combat global warming, the White House said Joe Biden will spend the rest of the week at his beach house in Delaware.
I know. Another one of these guys that has a beach house, even though he keeps telling us that the world is going to be destroyed. Global warming is going to wash away. It's going to wash it. Didn't John Kerry say the west side of Manhattan was going to be underwater by 2015?
Washington, D.C. Superintendent of Schools confirmed they have pre-ordered 50,000 copies of the upcoming children's book, AOC and the Invisible Handcuffs.
I'm telling you, I thought she was going to run for the Senate in 2024, but now I'm beginning to doubt it. I think she's just going straight to, she's going to become an influencer, as they say. She's going to, Rachel Maddow can't do this one night a week gig for very long. That just doesn't work out in TV. You got to be on there every night, you know? AOC at MSNBC, MSDNC. I think that would work. It'd certainly work for her.
You're never going to find anyone to vouch for the fact that Fauci is headed for the couch. He'll be around till they put him in the ground. That's the only way we'll ever get rid of Dr. Grouch.
Yeah. You know, he really does think he's an indispensable man. And, you know, I love the quote from Charles de Gaulle. The graveyards are full of indispensable men.
Lovey, did you hear there's a new attraction called Brandon Falls? Perhaps we should take the flying squirrel there. I hope it's better than Howard Falls, which turned out to be Genghis Khan's condo parking lot.
What can I say? What can I say? I have made the same vow that former President Trump has made. I promise you I won't get on a bike unless it's a stationary bike.
You remember, well, here goes, car. It was the anniversary yesterday, so I have a little ditty. You remember, don't cry for me, Chappaquiddick. I had way too many. You remember, I splashed the Del Monte. I swam the distance.
July 19th, 1969, the day all of America learned that an Oldsmobile Del Monte does not float.
Back in January, I predicted by July temperatures would rise into the 90s. So where's my Nobel Prize?
You know, how do they say this with a straight face? It's a climate apocalypse, they're calling it in the Washington Post. That if we don't do something, the world will end. Just turn up the air conditioner and shut up. That's all I can say. Just shut up. Leave me alone. And if you're worried about there being blackouts and brownouts, turn off your air conditioning. Okay? Is that too much to ask? Leave more for me.
Folks say no one can forget how to ride a bike. Well, I managed to do what no one else could do. No joke.
Did you know that when he was leaving today, Brandon said that he was arrested yesterday outside the Supreme Court with AOC and Ilhan Omar? Just kidding.
To all beef patties, special Arkansas, lettuce, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I'm going to stick with tartar sauce.
Joe flew in to TF Green. He doesn't remember what he will talk about.
Very musical day on the chump line.
I'm going to say, Joe, if he had gone on for much more than he did, he would have said that he served with TF Green in the U.S. Senate. I think Green checked out about 1960. He was about 100 years old. He was about as old as Strom Thurmond. There's a great picture in one of the books about LBJ. He was a Democrat, little Yankee guy, and he has a little mustache. And LBJ is telling him what to do, and he's bent back over the chair backward, scared out of his mind. It's a great photograph. TF3.
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
I missed that. I'm sorry. I stepped on that one. Can I hear it again?
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
Hey, AOC. Are you going to complain that the police officer put the fake handcuffs on too tight?
You know, Did you see that she was ripping the Capitol Police for not protecting her last week from the heckler? And then they let all those Colbert rump swabs go yesterday without prosecuting them, even though they were totally out of control, just as every bit as out of control as everybody was on January 6th. The Capitol Police issued a scathing comment about the fact that the DOJ wouldn't prosecute those alleged comedians from New York City. I think the Capitol Police have figured out that get woke, go broke.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again. First, you partake in a statewide campaign targeting undocumented migrants because of a few anecdotes. And now you're hosting a gubernatorial debate? How come you didn't offer to moderate one for me? I would have provided you free transportation. In the trunk of my car? Heh, we're gonna be fine.
Yeah, he came to my radio station once. The morning guy was a convicted felon, and they were guffawing and laughing it up about it. And the convicted felon morning host said that the governor should put me in the trunk of his car. I used to have a polo shirt.
I got a proposal for the governor. The governor and I are going to take Howie Carr for a ride. Three will leave, only two will come back. We'll take a little pool on who it is. And by the way, the Stateys are here, and these are good guys. They ain't going to be talking either, I know. So it'll be three who leave in the car, only two will come back, no questions will be asked.
Behave.
You know, I was a victim of his crime, his felony. I was sitting there in the First Circuit Court of Appeals courtroom when he obstructed justice. I'm still seeking closure for that traumatic event. And when he said that about me, I sent a letter to Judge Stearns saying that I thought he'd violated the terms of his parole and probation. And I'm seeking closure from that incident, too. I still have nightmares. Did I mention I have cancer, too?
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. Call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, now is your chance comes at 7 o'clock. We post Chop Chumps, Get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line was brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the best coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
To all beef patties, special Arkansas, lettuce, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Is he going to stay in office long enough to get everybody's name wrong that he appears at an event with? He's mispronounced or gotten the office is wrong of almost every member of his cabinet. Now he's working on Congress, I guess. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Excitable? You bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. This is a great product. You're going to love it. Within 72 hours, you'll feel better. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who are you more excited to see retire, Anthony Fauci or John Kerry?
Fauci.
63% say Fauci.
There are a lot I'm excited to see go, including Pat Leahy. We got some people from Vermont here today. Pat Leahy just had a second hip operation. He's got a broken hip, and he's recuperating in his home in Virginia, not in Vermont. But I think his home is more from Virginia than Vermont after 48 years. All right, we still have a few gift certificates left to Alma Gaucha, the great Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston. You can get the fine cuts of meat, picanha, the house special, top sirloin, bone-in, ribeye, bottom sirloin, filet mignon, beef ribs, lamb, chicken, pork, salmon, and so much more, including the sausages is great. And the VIPs here today, they brought in a great spread for us. They agree that this is the best potato salad they've ever had. You guys agree? Cheesy bread's not bad either. And the spicy bacon is just, everything is fantastic there. So
candied bacon. It's not spicy. There's a little spice to it, but it's candied
spicy.
Bacon.
It's whatever it is, it's really good. It's really good. You throw it in some chowder if you're making some too, and it makes the chowder taste even better. They also have a fresh buffet with a wide selection of selected vegetables, imported cheeses, smoked parma ham, imported salami, fruits, etc. While supplies last, there are only a few left. You can purchase a $50 gift certificate to Alma Gaucha for just $25. Get your gift cards now before they sell out at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Also check out Grace's column at the SpectatorWorld.com. She wrote on January 6th. They're having yet another big primetime hearing tomorrow night, which is good news for all the cable channels who aren't carrying the primetime hearing, because they're going to get a ratings bonanza. Although most of the stations, the channels that cover it, don't have too many ratings to begin with. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Oh, hey, Howie. I want to thank you first and foremost for promoting this issue amongst the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to have a say in the driver's licenses for illegals issue. And I want to thank you for hosting that event down in Plymouth. I was there for the entire time helping with signature gathering. Today I was at the Market Basket in Waltham.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, I got there about 7:15, and I stayed until 9.
Great.
And the senior citizens get it. But you know who else gets it? I was so impressed today. The hardworking American males. You know, I would say they were like 30 to maybe 40-ish, 45.
Yeah.
They get it. They got it. They understand that their wages are being controlled by these illegals in our country, and they're losing jobs. They get it. They understand it. I mean, it was really almost emotional to me when they would come up. You know, they stop in the Market Basket, they pick up lunch, or they pick up, you know, water or whatever. But I mean, the number of like immigrants that were coming through there that don't speak English was astounding too. But you know, we all like to save money, and that's a good place to go and to do it. But you know, if your listeners have family or neighbors that are in that age bracket,
yeah,
their jobs.
I know. All we can do, Debbie, is get out there. And I thank you for going out there to the Market Basket. And I'm just looking to see where the Market Basket. It's there. People are out there pretty much every day at the Market Basket. Just all over the place, in Littleton, and in Middleton, and in Northbridge at the Walmart, Plymouth Market Basket, all over the place. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And another great Massachusetts native, Gina McCarthy. Gina, there she is. My national climate advisor is leading our climate efforts here at home.
Why do all the idiots come from Massachusetts? I know that's a recurring question, but the special climate envoy is from Massachusetts, from North Rhode Island, and the The domestic climate advisor is from Dorchester or wherever the hell she lives now. 844-500-4242. So, you know, this guy, Eli Dickin, he's the 22-year-old who was eating in the food court at the mall with his girlfriend on Sunday when this nut came out of the men's room, and he had several magazines, over 100 rounds of ammunition, a rifle, and a handgun, and he started shooting at people. He killed three people, but this Eli Dickin shot him, fired 10 rounds, hit him 8 times. And he was telling people as he was firing, and apparently he was firing from a good distance with his own handgun. But he was a real marksman, and he took the guy out. And the police chief in Greenwood, Indiana, was just said, "I will say his actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from quite a distance with a handgun, was very proficient in that, very tactically sound, and as he moved in close to close in on the suspect, he was also motioning to people to exit behind him. To our knowledge, he has no police training and no military background." And just a few months ago, the governor of Indiana signed a bill allowing a handgun in public without a permit. Mr. Holmgren said the legislation, which took effect just 3 weeks ago, July 1st, entrust Hoosiers who can lawfully carry a firearm to a handgun, to responsibly do so within the state. So in other words, he was fully within his rights, and he probably saved untold numbers of lives by having the handgun on him and knowing how to use it. So you can imagine the pushback. And where did it come from? It came from The View, where yesterday, the previous day, they were talking about how if we didn't do something about global warming, the Eiffel Tower would melt. Remember that? The Eiffel Tower would melt. May we quote you on that, Madam Behar? So today, I think it was it Sunny Hostin or Hostin, whatever. So she's a lawyer. Now think about that. She's a lawyer, but listen to the stupid statement that she made on national TV.
But with this Good Samaritan thing, listen, I was trained when I was at the Justice Department in firearms, and I was trained in defensive firearm training. Mm-hmm. It is very hard to hit a moving target. It is hard for people that are trained to hit a moving target. It is very lucky that Good Samaritan hit that moving target in that way. And he had a gun permit, but he wasn't supposed to be in the mall with a gun. So he broke the law, even though he was a Good Samaritan.
The law of Indiana is different than the law of the mall, of Simon Malls. And I would say that takes precedence when you save a life.
You think?
Well, the first correction is he did not have a permit. It's a constitutional carry state. He was able to carry without having a permit.
Right. Half of the states of the union have constitutional carry. Indiana is one of them.
And the gun safe zone in the mall is not an arrestable offense. You cannot get arrested for that.
Right.
You can be charged with trespassing at the most. But I'm pretty sure the Constitution overrides that policy.
Why would she say something that stupid, too? I mean, to talk about, oh, it's really hard to hit a moving target. Well, yeah, it is, but he did it. So, congratulations.
He hit it till it wasn't moving anymore.
Thank you. Thank you, Eli. Eli Dickin. His grandfather taught him how to shoot a gun. That's what American elders should do for their young children is teach them how to fire and take down a mall shooter or a school shooter. God bless him, I say. 844-500-4242. The Wall Street Journal had a great editorial today about what the libs, the moonbats, want Brandon to do. And again, I think he was leaning towards doing it today. But then if there are such thing as sane, rational adults in the White House, which I kind of doubt, but somebody got to him and said, we just can't do this. I mean, our administration is enough of a dumpster fire as it is without doing this. But it's amazing what they wanted him to do here. If he was going to declare a national climate emergency, The Wall Street Journal says nothing progressives want Mr. Biden to do will affect the climate or even reduce global CO2 emissions. China and India will continue to build coal plants that offset all of the West's climate sacrifices. And again, Brandon said today in Somerset at his photo op that that he didn't know anybody who's for coal-fired plants. Again, why don't you ask Hunter? To ask his friends, the people who gave him $2 billion to invest. He's still heavily invested in that those Chinese deals. But that isn't what's stopping progressive. But that isn't stopping progressives from demanding that Biden roll over the Constitution's separation of powers. Here are some of the ways progressives now want Mr. Biden to impose his climate agenda without Democratic assent. Halt oil exports. Halt oil exports. Progressives want to end shale fracking, but banning U.S. exports would drive up global oil prices, and the U.S. would still have to import refined products and crude to meet demand. So, in the name of meeting a climate emergency, Democrats would create a bigger climate emergency. Another thing they want to do, stop oil and gas drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf. He's already imposed a de facto moratorium on new offshore leases, but progressives want him to suspend existing leases. Again, a contract. Contracts are covered under the Constitution, right? A contract is sacrosanct for obvious reasons. You wouldn't want people violating a contract you'd signed to sell your house, would you? I don't think so. This would reduce U.S. production by about 1.8 million barrels a day, about 2 to 3 times as much as Russian output has declined owing to Western sanctions. Progressives want Mr. Biden to self-sanction the U.S. oil and gas industry while they prod him to lift sanctions on Venezuela and Iran, whose governments hate the United States of America. Canceling active leases would abrogate contracts and presumably require compensation, which would require money from Congress. Money that could be used to pay off student loan debt, among many other stupid things that they would spend it on. Or we could double the food stamps again. Use the Defense Production Act to build green energy. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Automakers couldn't easily convert factories into making solar panels or even electric vehicles. A shortage of critical minerals such as cobalt and lithium would also limit production, and it takes years to develop new mines. Repurpose funds, as Mr. Trump did. And again, this was when he declared an emergency to get some money to work on the wall on the southern border. The left wants Biden to use funds for disaster relief or military construction to build green energy systems. Do you think Americans whose homes are destroyed in wildfires or hurricanes will be happy if Mr. Biden raids disaster funds to build solar plants controlled by his bundlers in the Democrat Party? The most serious harm with all this would be the rule of law. The Supreme Court, in its landmark Youngstown Steel 1952 decision, blocked Harry Truman's attempt to nationalize steel mills during the Korean War. Justice Robert Jackson famously explained that that the president's authority is weaker when he is acting, quote, in the absence of a constitutional grant or denial of authority. Declaring a climate emergency would flagrantly circumvent Congress, and it would cause more financial problems. It would heat up inflation even worse. It would lead to gas shortages, oil shortages, gas lines, people freezing next winter. But they don't care. They don't care. Like Buttigieg says, we need more pain. Or as Charlie Parker's undersecretary for climate change said, we need to break their will. That's what they want to do. They want to break our will. And as one of the callers said earlier, the only climate change we need is on November the 8th. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob. You there, Bob?
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, hi. It's just as far as that hero in the mall, while he did, thank God he was there, but the Democrats getting all upset about it, saying, well, he nonetheless, he broke the law. Well, apply that to all the people that are coming across the southern border.
Oh, I know. I know. They don't care about that. KJP had a ridiculous statement yesterday when she was talking about, they're really angry, the Democrats. First they were Abbott and Ducey from Arizona were shipping the illegal aliens up to D.C. and the big libs who voted for Hillary Clinton 96-4% in 2016. Now they're angry that these illegals are just wrecking D.C. And so now all the food pantries and homeless shelters are full in D.C. and I'm sure crime is up in the streets. So they're all going up to New York now, and now all the people in New York are freaking out about having all these illegal aliens. They thought they were supposed to. I want some of them to go to Delaware, and I want some of them on Martha's Vineyard, as Ron DeSantis, our governor, has promised. I got some people from Florida here. I want them on Martha's Vineyard. In Nantucket. And you know what? I'd like to see some on Nauchon Island, the private island of the Forbes family. But this is what she said here about the illegal aliens. She was asked about the illegal aliens being bussed in. This is KJP, the one who spoke of Judge Thompson when she meant Justice Thomas. Cut five.
This has come up before, I believe, a couple of months ago, and I think we believe it's shameful that some governors are using migrants as a political tool, as a political play, when we should be making sure that we're doing everything that we can to help folks who are coming into this process in a legal way, and making sure that do this in a safe way and respectful way. And I think it's shameful that that is happening.
She said shameful twice. And she says they're using migrants for political purposes, as if this isn't their attempt to create a new underclass that will be dependent on handouts from the Democrat Party. That's why they want to bring all these people in. So they will be they're undocumented Democrats, and they're not coming in legally, believe it or not, KJP. 844-500-4242. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. You finally fall asleep and bam, your alarm clock goes off at dawn for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, as I do, there's only one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's also the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who are you more excited to see retire, Anthony Fauci or John Kerry?
I'll be thrilled to see both of them go, but I'm going to vote for Fauci.
64% say Fauci.
All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, check out Grace's new piece in The Spectator. It's about January 6th. It's think of it as the preview for tomorrow night's primetime event. You can read it at spectatorworld.com. And if you're in the Northbridge area, go by the Northbridge Walmart. Senator Ryan Fatman is out there for another hour. He'll be collecting signatures on the petition to put it on the ballot to let the voters decide whether illegal aliens should be allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts. That's from Senator Ryan Fatman. Will be there at the Northbridge Walmart from 3 to 7 today. There's only an hour left, but you can still get out there. 844-500-4242. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael. You there, Michael? Nope. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie. This is Lisa. Can I have the voice changer, please?
You sure can. The witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once we put this on, no one will ever be able to recognize your voice, just like you wouldn't know it was me speaking right now, because the witness protection program, the voice changer. Go ahead, Lisa.
Howie, I just want to thank you. Even though I'm in the state of Maine and I support our constitutional carry, I think for this call I should self-identify as someone who supports transgender rights and lots of rainbows. Perhaps the hero shooter, who God bless him, saved those people at the mall in Indiana, if he'd come out as a transgender drag queen and his firearm had self-identified as mascara, they would have hailed him in How to Float. I think he made a mistake with his fashion choice.
He could also self-identify as an illegal alien, Lisa. That might immunize him the way you're immunized by using the voice changer. Thanks
as
for
a cross-dressing illegal alien. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Lisa. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, Howie, thank you very much for taking my call. I want to talk about the shooter. The shooter was in a gun-free zone.
Yes.
And he was the one that brought the guns in and started shooting up the place.
Yes, he was.
The part of it was is he didn't expect another shooter to come in and take him out. He was expecting, just like they did in Colorado, with the guy in the movie halls.
Right, Aurora.
People. And then going right to jail, and then we were going to flip the bill for him to feed his ass for the rest of his stinking life, and he was expecting the same thing.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, Robert, that this guy, the last thing he was expecting when he, you know, killed those three people, unfortunately, and wounded a couple others, was to have somebody come back shooting at him, to somebody to come up with the equalizer. And that's a reason why it's called the equalizer, because it equalized everything. And he was such a hero to do that. And you know, you're absolutely right too. People forget about that that crazy guy in that shot up the theater in Aurora, Colorado. He drove by at least one other theater because he knew that it was not in one of these woke gun-free communities. So he drove to Aurora, which he thought he figured he could. No one would be carrying a gun because it was a gun-free zone. And guess what? He killed a bunch of people, didn't he? So that's the lesson of gun-free zones. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with our gubernatorial debate. I'm Howie Carr.